And here's the business news. Researchers say some farming areas could do well to consider changing crops. The idea is to move away from so-called commodity crops and toward what are being called place-based foods. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Newton, Iowa, the home of Maytag cheese.
60 years ago, Iowa wasn't the place to find exotic cheeses, but that didn't stop Fred Maytag, then president of the well-known appliance maker and owner of a small dairy farm in central Iowa. Fred's son, Fritz, says his dad may have begun making another type of cheese at Maytag Farms. But as it happens, researchers at Iowa State University had been studying one particular type of cheese that at that time had never before been made in the U.S.
It was the fact that they had a blue cheese recipe or some good ideas about how to make a better blue cheese that led him to do the blue.
Today, Maytag Farms is just a short distance from the factory in Newton that still turns out washers and dryers. But while the appliance maker is now publicly owned, the dairy farm remains very much a Maytag family business. Many of the employees have worked here for decades. They make 1 million pounds of blue cheese each year, and they do it the same way as when the plant opened, almost entirely by hand. Maytag Blue is creamy and a bit salty, and Myrna Verplug, Maytag Farm's president, says its flavor is not like other blue cheeses.
I have not found another one that I can say has anywhere similar taste. And again, I don't know if it's the local milk, the hands-on process, if it's the old tears and the old caves, and I don't know what adds to that flavor.
The flavor starts with the milk, all produced by local dairy farms. It's heated here in a warm, humid room in 2 long stainless steel 1,000-gallon vats. Rennet is added, which curdles the milk. Workers stir and cut the curds, waiting for just the right moment to separate them out from the liquid that remains, the whey. Cheesemaker Bob Wodzinski reaches in and scoops out a handful of curds, testing the consistency to see if they're ready to go into the hoops that form the cheese into wheels.
We go by the firmness of the curd and also the pH or acidity of the curd. And combination of both, it's the art and the science of cheese making, and that tells us by feel and by chemical test when the curd's ready to hoop.
When the curds are ready, they're drained, mixed with blue cheese mold spores, and placed in the hoops. The wheels are later rolled in salt and covered in wax to protect them while they're aging.
This is one of the caves. This has the newer cheese in it. You can tell it doesn't have a lot of mold development on it yet. And it's got a real fresh, beautiful aroma.
Maytag likes to age its cheese for 6 months, though lately as demand has risen, Verplug says they've cut the aging time a bit. Rich Pirog says Maytag Blue's success is part of a larger trend, consumer interest in what he calls place-based foods. Pirog is with Iowa State's Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture. Today, while corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are the corner posts of Iowa's agricultural output, Pirog says Maytag Farms can be a model for producers looking for alternatives. It's an agribusiness that has developed a quality product, but that also has something more, a story and a sense of place.
People want that connection with their food. They do want to know where it's grown. They want to know how it's grown. And so a sort of a natural evolution of that is an affinity to foods that are characteristic to a certain place.
In Europe, place-based foods are common, and the European Union regulates geographic designations for everything from Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese to Radicchio. In this country, Vidalia onions are probably the best-known example. They're protected by a Georgia law that restricts use of the Vidalia name to onions grown within a 20-county area. Elsewhere in the U.S., place-based foods are still catching on. Place-based foods are something that Fritz Maytag cares about. At the plant, as he watches workers remove the wax from the aged cheese and cut the wheels into segments, Maytag says there's a reason blue cheese in Iowa tastes different from blue cheese made in Vermont or Wisconsin. It's because of something French winemakers call terroir.
By which, broadly speaking, we mean a combination of the soil and the weather and the culture and the food and the seasons and the whole thing. And that's something that has always appealed to me. I think if you know where something comes from, it's more enjoyable.
Maytag's success has helped inspire others looking for an alternative to commodity agriculture. Not far from Newton, a co-op of Amish dairy farmers has set up a small plant where they're now producing their own brand of Iowa blue cheese. Greg Allen, NPR News.
You can find photos, but unfortunately no samples, from Maytag Farms at npr.org.